Okay, our friends. Do we want to say Happy Valentine's Day?
Yay!
Happy Valentine's Day!
Yay!
And so today we are going to read you a Bluey story called How to Be Romance with Bluey and Bingo. And we hope that you enjoy this and it teaches you all the important things you need to know. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Maybe I should... create my character really quickly because I don't have a character yet.
Go.
You could just be Philip.
Okay.
Maybe I should put this there. No, that goes there. And... okay, I got it.
Okay. Today's story is read to you by... brought to you today by Mommy and...
Sam from the Minecraft Nerf add-on.
Wow, that's very specific. Sam, I'm so happy you're here. Are you ready for your story? Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm extra ready. But first...
okay. How to be romance. Bluey and Bingo want to know all about romance. First... it's important to clean yourself up. And we can see that Bluey is waiting for Dad, who is in the bathroom. And she says,
are you almost finished?
Mm-hmm. And then she says,
why are you hopping?
And he says, I peed on my foot.
I peed on my foot.
Mm-hmm. And she screams, do you know sometimes when you go potty, accidents can happen? So you have to be very, very careful so as not to have accidents, right? Always listen to your body, and when you gotta go, just go. Next, a haircut. And we can see he's in the salon. He's here for his haircut. And she says,
snip, snip, snip.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are we to do for you today? Now, what can we do for you today?
And he says,
just to make me look more handsome, if that's even possible.
Well, just make me look more handsome, if that's even possible.
You got nits!
Nits? Oh, no. They're tiny little bugs that can live in your hair and lay eggs and make messes, and they're very itchy and they're very bad, and you never, ever, ever want to get them. So that's why we never let anybody else borrow our brush, ever, under any circumstances. Got it? Okay.
Why do you get them?
It just, you know, they're attracted to all sorts of different things, so you have to be very careful not to get them, because they will itch and they get on everything, so. Then it's time for a trip to the nail salon. And there the girls are.
Great finish. Thanks, ladies.
Yep, doing the nails of their moms. And then Dad's ready to have his stuff done. And he says, fingers and toes, but no face makeup.
And then.
2 seconds later.
This will do good wonders for your skin,
says Bluey, because she, what has she done?
Put face makeup on.
Yeah, he's covered in makeup. He does not look happy. I don't blame him. Take a shower, clean your teeth, and brush your hair. And we can see that Bluey is helping. Who is she helping with that?
Unicorns.
Yeah, she's trying to make unicorns a little more presentable by...
brush your hair.
Yeah.
But, ow.
Yeah,
ow,
yeah. It looks ow, like unicorns
is... wait, could you talk to characters and I read those?
Yes. Ow, 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 says unicorns.
And brush your hair.
Ow.
For a time for a few finishing touches.
I love your bow tie, says Mom to Unicorns now that he's trying to behave himself. And
munch.
He has done something kind of gross, though.
So, you read the characters, and I read the black one.
So, now Unicorn says...
Try not to eat your own ticks.
Oh, my gosh, she says. Because he does... You know, wild animals and unicorns and such can get things like ticks. They're sort of like a nit for a human. They're a pest. And you don't want to eat them off of yourself or anyone else for that matter. And there's nothing more romance than eating in a fancy restaurant.
Here's your space. Wait, no, I read that and you read those.
Oh, well, you do it now.
No.
Go ahead then.
And there's nothing more romance than eating at a fancy restaurant.
Here is your special dinner, says Bingo.
Wow, that is special, says Mom, looking at it. And what does it look like to you?
A big jelly spaghetti sandwich, peas and grapes and pickle and strawberry yuckiness.
Yeah, it doesn't look very good to me. It doesn't look good to me at all. But Daddy takes one look at it, and he says, "Too romance." And he scoops it up, and he eats it, even though it may make him vomit. But why does he do it? He does it because why?
To romance.
Because he wants that he's saving Mom from having to eat it. And he's showing her that I put you above myself. Which, that's, if you ask me, that is the true meaning of romance. Do you want to know what the best advice I was ever given for romance was?
What?
It was from my grandpa. He said, live every day of your marriage as a contest, trying to out-love and out-serve your husband. And then if he spends every day, trying to out-love and out-serve you, then what a wonderful life you guys will have. Putting each other first for the rest of your life. And guess what?
What?
We have been, haven't we?
Yeah.
And it's why we love each other so very much.
Yeah, and it's why you guys had me.
And it's why we had you, it's true. But there's our romance for today. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Go for it.
The end. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Pow.